We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. You can find me, as always, on Twitter, at Dalton_Trigg. You can find the pod account at Step Back Mavs. Y'all, it is getting real. It is getting real. The Mavs, they are on a 7-game win streak. They defeat the Phoenix Suns tonight to start their run toward the playoffs. After having over a week-long break and, they were on a 6-game win streak and they've won all 3 games since the trade. The last two were against bad teams, but they proved a little bit of something tonight, I think, because they came out, they beat the Suns 123-113. There was a point stretching from the very end of the second quarter through the first handful of minutes in the third quarter where the Mavs went on an 18-0 run. Luka just completely dominated. PJ Washington is, the new thing that everybody's saying now is, he's putting players in PJL. PJL Washington. He played some great defense on Kevin Durant in this game. Not so much in the first half, but, he was very disruptive, especially in the second half. And he ended up having a pretty solid game. And Kevin Durant only had 23 points, shot 9 of 22 overall, 2 of 8 from 3 in 40 minutes. So shout out to PJ Washington, who finished. He only shot 4 of 10 overall, hit 2 of his 6 threes, but he had 12 points, 6 rebounds, 1 block, 1 steal. He was a plus 11 in his 31 minutes tonight. So shout out to him. Luka and Kyrie Irving did their thing, combining for 70 points. Luka had 41 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists, 3 steals for Luka, played some great defense. He was a plus 9. Kyrie had 29 points and was a plus 20 in his 36 minutes. Shot 11 of 18, hit 5 of his 8 threes, was electric, had some crazy finishes, some big threes, kind of took over for the Mavs at one point in that early in that game when it seemed like the Suns might build a pretty decent cushion. Kyrie Irving took over and got the Mavs back on track. And, man, it felt like a playoff game is what it felt like. And it was huge for the Mavs because they were 1 game behind the Suns in the Western Conference standings. And this game determined the tiebreaker for the regular season. And they went out and they won it. And so now the Mavs have temporarily climbed out of the play-in tournament range. They are currently sitting at 6. They would have been 5th if the Pelicans had lost tonight, but the Pelicans blew out the Houston Rockets, so chasing 5th place will have to wait for another day. But it's right there, and they split the season series with the Pelicans, so I'm not exactly sure what that tiebreaker looks like past splitting those games. But the point is, the Mavs are real. This team is real. They are It's amazing how you can just have a couple of needs. Like, we knew that this team needed a new starting power. We knew Grant Williams wasn't going to cut it. He had already been benched, you know. That we knew they needed a true starting power forward, and we knew they needed center depth. And they went out and they got PJ Washington and they got Daniel Gafford, and it put everybody else on this roster in the correct place, like in the pecking order, you know, outside of Luka and Kyrie. And it helps Luka and Kyrie too, because they're not having to strain themselves playing absurd minutes to, you know, overcompensate for the rest of the roster not being able to do stuff. So, all the way around, you know, Nico Harrison did some great work at the trade deadline, and we're seeing the benefits from it. So, just great stuff, a great win. Some other notes from this one. Again, you know, PJ Washington had 12, Luka 41, Kyrie 29, Josh Green, he had 9 points, 5 assists, 2 steals in this one. He hit 3 of his 5 threes in 25 minutes. It was kind of a weird decision for Jason Kidd to let Tim Hardaway Jr. finish the game over Josh Green. But Timmy, he had, you know, a decent game. It wasn't like he was detrimental to the Mavs on this night. But, you know, he only shot 5 of 13 overall. He shot 1 of 9 from 3. Now, how many games have the Mavs won? You know, I think I saw a stat. Let me find it. I think my man Panda Hank on Twitter. Let me locate this real quick. Yeah, okay, so Panda Hank on Twitter. You can follow him at PandaHank41. Does some great stuff. Look, if y'all follow up, if you follow us on YouTube, if you follow the Mavs Step Back podcast on YouTube, you need to go find Panda Hank and follow him on YouTube as well, because he posts some great highlights of every game. And sometimes, you know, other stuff that's not just specific game highlights, but go check him out. But anyway, Panda Hank tweets out, before the trade deadline, the Mavs were 0-7 this season when Tim Hardaway Jr. shot 20% or worse from 3. 0-7. And we've talked about this on previous pods, how the Mavs had to get to a point where they weren't so reliant on Tim Hardaway Jr. You know, Timmy is fine. In a nutshell, you know, you can throw him out there, and if he's on a heater, great. Icing on top of the cake. But you don't need to have him as a necessary piece for winning a game. If he's cold, you need to be able to bench him and it not really matter, and that's what's happening now. So they're 2-0 now since the trade in games where Tim Hardaway Jr. shoots 20% or worse from 3. So they went from 0-7 to now 2-0 since the trade. Great. Great stuff. You love to see it. Some other notes here. Luka recorded 41 points and 11 assists tonight. This is from Mavs PR. The team has a 16-3 record this season when Luka scores at least 40 points and records 10 assists. So that is pretty good. And that's about, you know, what he does in a postseason setting too. So that could be good for the Mavs going forward, you know, if this keeps trending the way it is. But
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
You know, it's the vibes just all around are great right now. You know, this win streak has more meat to it than, you know, this ties the longest win streak in the Jason Kidd era. You know, the Mavs had a 7-game win streak last season, but, you know, it was kind of overshadowed because they played bad teams. And that's not the case this time around. So, you know, they have more meat on the bone. They have a more talented roster. The defense is better. You know, Kyrie and Luka are both healthy and ready to go. So the sky really is the limit for this team, in my opinion. And you're starting to see people in the national media kind of, you know, get on the train a little bit with that. We saw it with ESPN's Tim Legler, who is one of the few, you know, national TV analysts on ESPN that I, you know, respect year round. I love his takes. I think he's great. He came out, I don't remember if it was today or yesterday, but anyway, he came out and picked the Mavs in his top five title contenders for the rest of the season. You know, had the Nuggets first, had the Celtics second, the Clippers third, Mavs fourth, and then Phoenix, the team the Mavs beat tonight, fifth. So, you know, that's just, you know, they're going up in power rankings. You know, everybody is starting to see, like, oh, they put the right pieces around Luka and Kyrie. This is not good. Not good for the rest of the league. Amazing for the Mavs. So, it's been great. I don't know exactly what else to say about it. I'm going to cut this one short, though, because I am going to come back on here tomorrow with my guy, Grant Afseth, DallasBasketball.com. Does great work for us over there. Y'all should go check out him at Grant Afseth on Twitter. And then he also has his own YouTube channel as well, where he does great work, posts all the post-game interviews and film breakdowns and all that kind of stuff. So be sure to go subscribe to his channel as well. He'll be on here with me tomorrow to give a more extensive breakdown of this Mavs win tonight. Looking ahead real quick before we take off here, the Mavs will now start a pretty tough 4-game road trip. They get a few days off. They don't play until Sunday now, but they play at the Pacers, reunion with Rick Carlisle. They play at Cleveland, which will be extremely tough. Cleveland has been on an absolute tear at the start of the new year. I think they've only lost two or three games. And then they play at Toronto on a second night of a back-to-back. You know, they should win that game, but Toronto, you know, it's never easy with Toronto. But ever since they lost Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby, maybe it's a different story this time around. And then they finish it off against Boston in Boston to open up March. So, tough 4-game road trip, but the Mavs are streaking. They're streaking. They're making things happen despite, you know, not playing their best basketball in certain stretches, you know, with certain guys not being hot. You know, PJ Washington has yet to, you know, really get his three-point shooting up to where he's used to having it. If he can get it up to, I think he's like a little under 20% right now. If he can get that up to 35, or even 32, 33, that's going to make a huge difference. So, but I mean, look, I love everything PJ is doing on the defensive end of the floor. I love that he has a nose for the ball, you know, loose balls. He's there. He cuts, you know, he deflects passes. He's a good, positive player, and he has length. He has size. He's exactly what the Mavs needed in a four. And, you know, they got it. And, you know, Daniel Gafford having him and Derek Lively together, and then the resurgence of Maxi Kleba. You know, all of this is kind of meshing together, and it's making me feel things. Super happy about it, and I hope you guys are too. But anyway, guys, look, I'm going to take off. That's all I've got for you tonight. I will be back on here tomorrow with my guy Grant Afseth, and we'll do a more extensive breakdown and, you know, talk about some other things coming up on this four-game road trip. So appreciate it, y'all. Be sure to go like, rate, and subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. Hit that subscribe button on the YouTube channel and leave us your comments. If you have any takes on this game, if you have anything you agree with, disagree with, whatever it is, leave it in the comments of the video on YouTube, and you know, we'll give you a like or response and all that good stuff, and we'll keep the conversation going. So appreciate it, y'all. Y'all have a great one. We will see you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.